RNZ Pacific News, kia ora, I'm Seo Manu Tevam Tafei. In Solomon Islands, former opposition leader Matthew Wale has been announced as the second prime ministerial candidate ahead of the election on Thursday. He will face off against former Foreign Affairs Minister Jeremiah Marnelli, who was announced by the Coalition for National Unity and Transformation on Monday. Mr. Wale's coalition, which has yet to be named, resembles the opposition group in the last parliament. It is made up of his own Democratic Party, the United Party, the Party for Rural Advancement, the Umi for Change Party, and the Democratic Alliance Party. A Fijian human rights lawyer says the government needs to increase its budget to tackle human trafficking. About 10,000 Fijian dollars has been allocated to the human trafficking unit in the budget. The latest US Department of State report on human trafficking in Fiji found the government of Fiji is falling short of meeting the minimum standards for the elimination of trafficking. Human rights lawyer Susan Serukai says human trafficking alongside domestic violence and drugs is only getting worse.
I feel that this $10,000 allocation is definitely not enough to push the initiative that we need for tackling human trafficking in our country.
Meanwhile, outbreaks of dengue fever and leptospirosis have been declared in parts of Fiji. Fiji's Ministry of Health reports 370 cases of dengue fever and 212 cases of leptospirosis have been reported from the Western Division since the beginning of this year. There is a dengue outbreak in Ovalang and a leptospirosis outbreak has been declared for Kadavu. Authorities have asked people to stay away from flooded rivers or creeks and wear footwear when outside. A meteorologist with New Zealand's National Institute of Water and Atmospheric Research says an off-season cyclone in the South Pacific is unlikely. The official season came to a close yesterday. There have been seven cyclones, which is two fewer than the long-term average, and at least four reached severe strength. Meteorologist Ben Noel says ocean waters in the equatorial Pacific are starting to cool off.
It does seem relatively unlikely that we'll be seeing any out-of-season activity on the short-term horizon. The atmosphere and the ocean system kind of focusing its energies on the other side of the planet, closer to the Atlantic.
Ben Noel says we are on the tail end of El Nino, while the Australian Bureau of Meteorology has already declared it finished. In Aotearoa, New Zealand, official numbers due today are set to show unemployment hitting a three-year high. Economists expect unemployment to hit 4.2% for the 3 months ended March, compared to 4% in the previous quarter. Here's our business editor, Giles Bickford.
The rise in the jobless rate will not be because of mass layoffs. That may come later. But for now, the weaker economy has been creating fewer jobs, and the mass immigration of the past year means there are more people chasing them. The labour market is expected to get tougher. That could push unemployment past 5% by the end of the year. The Reserve Bank will be watching the wages numbers closely. Annual growth is currently just under 4%. That's regarded as helping to hold up inflation. And if it stays about there, the Reserve Bank will want to keep interest rates higher for longer.
In Australia, a teenage girl will remain in custody after being charged over the stabbing death of her 10-year-old sister in New South Wales. The ABC's Murray Olds reports.
Emergency services responded to reports of a stabbing at a house at Boolaroo, southwest of Newcastle. A 10-year-old girl was found with multiple stab wounds to the upper body. She was treated by paramedics but died at the scene. Superintendent Tracy Chapman says the 17-year-old was also at the home, and she's confirmed they're treating the death as an act of domestic violence.
They were members of the same household, both the alleged offender and the victim.
Were they sisters?
The offender was the sister, yes.
The 17-year-old was taken into custody for questioning before being charged. Homicide Squad Commander Danny Doherty has described the alleged murder of a 10-year-old as unthinkable.
In world news, the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said an offensive against Hamas and Rafah will be carried out regardless of whether a ceasefire and hostage release deal is reached. Hamas has still not given its response to the latest ceasefire proposals hammered out during talks in Cairo. The BBC's Yolande Nall reports.
This Hamas delegation that was in Cairo meeting Egyptian and Qatari mediators left, and we understand that they're now in consultations with the top Hamas leadership. Feeding into that, we do have these new comments by the Israeli Prime Minister. On the one hand, he's reiterating what he's said now for many weeks, that Israel is still determined to go into Rafah in the very south of the Gaza Strip to eliminate Hamas battalions there, that they'll do that with or without a new hostage deal. But obviously the timing here is of the essence. This is a very sensitive moment, and there are fears that anything could scupper a new deal at this point.
In sport, Vanuatu football star Brian Kautak is close to recording another milestone in his professional football career in Australia. Oceania Football Centre says the Central back is a match away from clinching the Premier's plate with the Central Coast Mariners in the A-League. The Mariners sit second on the table, 1 point behind the Wellington Phoenix. The Mariners need a win against Adelaide United tonight to win the plate for finishing top of the regular season table. The A-League final series will start next weekend. Ikaletahi and Moana Pacifica loose forward Solomone Funaki will join the Dragons in Wales at the end of the 2024 Super Rugby Pacific season. Dragons coach Di Flanagan has confirmed the signing. Funaki has been with Moana Pacifica since 2022 and was captain for the 2023 season. The 29-year-old also featured for Tonga at the 2023 Rugby World Cup. That's your latest RNZ Pacific news and sport. For more stories, head to rnzi.com.